You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio, please welcome our guest, Geneva.
Hi.
Hi. Geneva, look at, isn't that nice of you, Geneva? As a regular regular radio host here at BFM, you've offered our guests the microphones first.
Honestly, it is such an honour to be on your show.
Sorry, I forgot those names again straight away. Belinda and
Jared.
Hi, Jared. How are you? Belinda,
good.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, you guys are from whereabouts in the Silo Park? Because we're talking Silo Park. We're talking Matariki, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we're a street food vendor called Puha and Pākehā. So we take elements of traditional Māori kai and add modern flavours.
Yum!
And we're going to be joining a whole lot of our street food friends down at Silo Park this weekend, and they have all been working very hard to bring you Māori-inspired dishes as well. So they're
to celebrate Matariki.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And Geneva, what's your involvement in the Matariki on the waterfront?
Let me guess. Mikey, I'm going to be opening the festivities with music.
Music! With music. Perfect!
Song.
Music and song with your band soccer practice.
Yes, it is. And actually, I'm writing a song about Matariki for the event.
Okay, no pressure. It's on, when's it on? Friday, June 30th.
Friday, yeah,
okay.
June 30th, yes.
It'll be done by then, song?
Sorry?
Will the song be done by then?
Yeah, I've been working on it for like 2 weeks.
Are you working on it to sync in with Matariki as well? Matariki you've written at the... Right at the, that's quite cool.
I got asked to play this event like a wee while ago, and I started thinking about Matariki and the significance of it and the fact that there are all these different stories about the origins of Matariki. Like, some people think that Tawhiri Mātea, the god of the wind, ripped out his eyes in anguish and threw them into the sky because his parents were separated. And other people think that Matariki is a mother and the other six stars.
The first one's pretty believable.
You have
another one. But okay,
Māori mythology's rad, man. Like, it's cool.
No, don't pull out the eyes when you're in grief.
But every iwi nation in Aotearoa has, like, a different story. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And so why not celebrate?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And if you just like the science of it, it's a cluster of stars, the Pleiades system sort of coming over us at the right time, isn't it? What a great reason to get together, and what a great place to have it too, down at the Silo Park down there. That's great. That's great, but it'll be cold and wintry, but that's sort of the point, isn't it?
Actually, it's not too bad. Like, it's pretty mild up here.
It's Auckland. Stop moaning, eh?
Yeah. I mean, just get on your swan dries and your gumboots. Oh,
gumboots.
I've made up a new term. Yeah, get on your gumboots and come down to the show.
And as far as the food side of it goes, did you sort of create something for Matariki as well on purpose?
Well, the organisers approached us and said, look, we're looking at doing this event and each vendor will have to do some sort of Māori-inspired food. And they said to us, well, what would you bring? We're like, everything.
What would you bring?
Everything we do. Everything on our menu. Everything that we do has an element of native New Zealand Māori kai to it. So, for example, we've brought in the bacon and egg bati, and we've trying to hero Rewana bread here.
How is that word pronounced? Bati.
Bati.
Yes, sure.
Well, it's an English term, but Rewana bread is a Māori term. Yeah. So we're heroing the Rewana bread there, and we've lightly toasted it, and we've got bacon, egg, and a black garlic and manuka smoke aioli, and a red sauce. So that's one particular dish that we do that's quite popular, and it's funny, we expected it to be popular in the morning, but it sells all day long. It's a great tasting item.
We're free thinking people, Aucklanders.
Yeah.
My mouth is watering, actually.
Help yourself. Let's
jump in there.
All right.
Jenny, you've got to get your energy up for the show.
Yeah. I actually do. I need the energy. I went to a wedding this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, what time are you checking?
Oh,
what time?
Whoa. Sorry.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we let you digest that and just thrill to it, we'll play a new song, shall we?
Oh,
shall we? Do you want to tell us?
Oh God, Mike, you gotta have one of these. Well,
once again, the professionalism here this morning is just mint.
Sorry, I'm just screaming over Mikey because this sandwich is so good. This is delicious. This is soccer practice with Armine. You're listening to 95 BFM.
We're just talking signature dishes here, and I mean, Geneva, that's your signature dish, isn't it? Sort of in a funny way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You mean like the singing ingredients and then
Run us through the a recipe for that song.
Well, it's a fusion dish between collaborators Tom Burden, Leo Hogan, and Kim Newell. But the main event is probably Geneva Alexander Martin.
Yeah, you can really, you know, really.
It just pushes through.
Really pops.
It pushes through. All of the different flavours.
And who else was playing in the weekend there at the Matariki on the waterfront?
Well, I'm not entirely sure because they've got 3 days worth of activities.
This is what's so good about Matariki. It's sort of, you really, really, you know.
It's a month-long thing.
You get in there. Good celebrations are long celebrations, if you ask me, and that's a great reason there for three days.
Yeah, so are you guys going to be there for the whole 3 days?
No, we're not there for the whole time.
Ooh, those would be wanting to instead of just vicariously listen to us eating your delicious kai, would want to be there when?
On Friday night, we're going to be there.
Friday night, the kickoff.
But there is a whole lot of other vendors that'll be there changing out each day over the weekend, and they have all, got Māori-inspired dishes that reading the menu of what they've got on offer is sounding pretty good as well. So,
well, let's talk signature dishes just before you go. Did you say you bought your signature dish in?
This one is one that I'm a big fan of. This is hangi kumara, and we cook it in the hangi, mash it, mix it with coconut cream, and then roll it in panko crumbs and shredded coconut.
That sounds gross.
It's terrible. You won't want any. I'll have it for myself.
That sounds delicious already.
I'll take your share. They're like golden balls of beauty.
Look at the way you're looking at them like a proud father,
When I first tasted it for the first time, I'm like, there's that hangi taste that I remember from when I was a kid. Underneath, we have a horopito sauce that we put together ourselves.
Okay.
So it's like a mild sweet chili, but we use horopito to zhuzh it up a bit.
All right, I'll try one. Wow, that's okay. All right, Sarah, you try one first because
manners. I want to see what you think. I want to see your reaction.
My reaction.
Yeah. Watch this, listeners. For those of you who just had dry Weet-Bix for breakfast and feeling a little bit left out, I'm going to have one as well.
Geneva,
you should have one.
Okay, all right.
So you're rude.
All right.
Oh,
God,
that
kumara.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like your song.
Segue.
So Matariki on the waterfront is happening this Friday to Sunday, and it's down at Silo Park. Yay. Have a great time, you guys. Thank you very much for coming in. Puhamrakia.
Thank you.
Geneva, soccer practice, bringing in a song. And, so if you're thinking of going along to Matariki this weekend on the waterfront down at Silo Park, go on. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. You've had a good idea there that we've influenced you with. And Belinda and Jared's food truck will be one of the many offerings down there. All the food down there is going to be with a Māori twist, all right, over the weekend. And as well as the soccer practice playing and the food, there's going to be markets and a light installation installed inside the silos. Those silos are good for having secrets inside, by light artist Angus Muir, featuring thousands of buzzy, freaky visual stimuli.
Yes!
Can you just get a whoop whoop for just being alive in the age of premium visual stimuli? Some of the visual stimuli that we have at our disposal, ladies and gentlemen, is very different to that, say, of the Middle Ages. Just trippy stuff, you know?
Trippy.
Just full on, trippy, you know, lights and that.
And there's a market.
Love it.
As well. So you eat something brand new, look at something brand new, buy yourself a nice hat.
Don't have to go far to go do it either.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.